Conference Committee on House File 2402 will be called to order. And just to let everyone know sort of how we're, what our procedure is going to be today, our intention is, first of all, to break for caucus, which will be, we think, very brief. But also, we're still waiting for duplication to be done. As you see, we don't all have our materials yet, so that is being done as rapidly as possible. And as soon as we get those, we're going to reconvene and go through the bill, and right away, we're going to start by adopting same and similar language. So it's going to be a very quick run-through this morning, and as everybody in the room knows, we're on a very short timeline. So here we are in the last week of session. There is some time required for the staff to turn around the bill. Even if we were just to adopt the whole thing right now, it takes the staff some time to compile it. So by starting adopting same and similar language, it's going to help the staff get going on that project. And then we have, of course, other issues that will need to be resolved throughout the day. So both the House and Senate are going to be meeting in session today. Those of you who are familiar with this process know that we're going to be meeting off and on throughout the day and conferencing and caucusing and trying to come up with solutions for some of the stickier issues between the House and Senate. So with that, I'm going to call a recess, and we will caucus briefly, and we'll come back at the call of the chair, which we expect will be pretty soon because I think we're close to having our materials back. So we're only thinking of maybe 15 minutes. Perhaps. So probably we're hoping no later than 9 o'clock that we'll be back in meeting again. So with that, we are in recess. All right. Well, the committee will reconvene, and quorum seems to be present. And thank you, everyone, for your patience. Well, we got everything going here. Obviously, it's a little later than I had hoped. I think from this point, at least initially, we can rush through this pretty quickly. But before we do, I would like us to just go around the table quickly and everyone just introduce yourselves, because people in the room may not know everyone around the table. People watching on TV or wherever they're watching from may not know, and even members may not know all of us know each other. So So I'm Representative Tina Liebling from Rochester, and to my left,
Senator Kathy Sharon from the St. Peter area.
And please.
I'm Chelsea Magadans, Committee Administrator for Senator Sharon.
Katie Kavanaugh with Senate Council.
Joan White, Senate Council.
Melissa Wickland, and I'm from Bloomington.
Good morning. I'm Senator Julie Rosen, and I serve District 23. It's about 6.5 counties down in southern Minnesota.
I'm Senator Jeff Hayden, and I serve in the heart of South Minneapolis.
Danielle Pinelli from House Research.
Jamie Olson from House Research.
Lynn Aves, House Research.
Representative Tara Mack from Apple Valley.
Representative Diane Loeffler, Northeast, Southeast Minneapolis.
Representative Lori Halverson from Eagan.
I'm Will Morgan. I represent parts of Burnsville and Lakeview.
Matthew Bergeron, Committee Administrator to Representative Liebling.
Okay, thank you, everyone. And we have other staff that are in other parts of the room, and they don't have mics on their table. But thank you, everyone, for being here and for all the assistance we've received so far in putting this together. As everybody can see, it's a huge undertaking for staff in particular. So we'd like to start out by, as I said before, going through the same and similar language here, and I think maybe staff can walk us through, and then we can proceed that way. So, please.
Start with Article 1, the Article on Children and Families. House 1 and Senate Section 1 are identical. They both deal with redefining school-age child care. Identical.
Okay, and Senator Sharon, how do you prefer to do this? Should we go through a block of them and then move them? Maybe
Let's
we
do
should
that.
Do a block of them and then get down to maybe we could even do it by article and just go through, or What would be convenient?
Chair, it's my recollection that typically when they're done together, they're items of the same topic area. The reason I stopped with Section 1 is that it's a freestanding section and doesn't relate to any other sections in this article.
Okay.
So why don't I just move that?
Yes.
I'm going to move Article 1, Section 1 is identical. We'll accept the House language.
Okay, so the House language has been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion opposed? Motion prevails. And then,
Chair, remember, Sections 2 and 4 are related. They deal with the reduction of sudden unexpected infant death in licensed child care facilities. They deal with training requirements. Section 2 and Senate Section 2 are identical. House Section 4 and Senate Section 3 are identical except for a technical difference in the sentence structure, and the staff recommends the House language for Section 4.
And so I'll move Sections 2 and 4 of Article 1 in the House language.
So Senator Sharon moves Sections 2 and 4 of Article 1 in the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Section 3 and 5 are House-only provisions. I don't know if you want to skip the House or Senate-only provisions for now.
I think we should skip those if that's okay with Senator Sharon.
That's perfect. And we're moving on to House Section 6, Senate Section 5, and Senate House Section 7 and House Section 8. The comparable sections are Senate Section 6 and 7. 6 and 7 of the House language are identical to Sections 5 and 6 of the Senate language. All three of these provisions deal with smoke-free foster care. In Section 8, there are some technical differences, and the House also has two additional paragraphs addressing child placement. The Department of Human Services prefers the House language for Section 8. So if you would like to adopt House Section 6 and 7, identical to Senate Sections 5 and 6.
I think that's the right motion, House language in Article 1 for Sections 6 and 7 at this time. That's the motion.
Okay, Senator Sharon moves Sections 6 and 7 of Article 1. The House language, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails. So you want to just skip 8 for now?
Because there are two additional paragraphs, I think we ought to have a chance to take a look at that.
Okay, and I have received a note to please ask everyone to speak directly into the microphone. So if some of you have microphones that might be turned away, so you would just keep that in mind. Okay.
Madam Chair and members, that we're going to move on to House Section 9, Senate Section 9. This is a provision that requires the counties to maintain sufficient information on reports of alleged child maltreatment that weren't accepted for assessment or investigation. They're required to retain these records for 365 days. The language is identical except the House uses the term Department of Human Services, and the Senate uses the correct terminology, Commissioner of Human Services. The only difference is the effective dates. The Senate has an immediate effective date. The House has an August 1st effective date. The language is identical. It's just an issue of which effective date the committee would select.
It appears the staff recommends the Senate language, so I'll move Article 1, Section 9 of the Senate language.
All right. Senator Sharon moves Article 1, Section 9, Senate language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, question of clarification. Does that include the effective date, the immediate effective date?
That includes the immediate effective date.
Thank you.
Agreed?
Right. Okay.
Section 10 is a house-only provision. Section 11 is a revisor's instruction. It's identical. This instruction has already been adopted in the omnibus finance bill. So if you'd like, we can just skip this section.
Okay. Or, Ms. Aves, if we... that, of course, assumes that the Senate, that bill will be adopted, as it's been adopted in conference, but the bill is still a ways from being enacted. So is there a problem in putting it in both places? I mean, what's your recommendation, that we skip it?
Madam Chair, my recommendation would be to skip it.
Okay.
And that's the end of Article 1.
All right. Article 2.
Madam Chair, moving to Article 2. This is the provisions of health services. That's House Article 2. The Senate, it's in various articles. From the side-by-side summary, page 2, looking at House Section 1. This is a House only, so we'll skip. House Section 2. And Article 9, Section 5 of the Senate, this authorizes licensed dentists who have immediate access to emergency response equipment and are trained in or have completed a program approved by the Board of Dentistry to administer immunizations of influenza immunizations to patients who are 19 or older, and this is identical.
We'll move in Article 2, Section 2 of the House provisions.
All right. Senator Sharon moves Article 2, Section 2, House provision. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 3 and Senate Article 8, Section 4. This section requires pharmacy benefit managers to provide maximum allowable cost pricing to pharmacies, basically providing the pharmacy the opportunity of obtaining a current list of the sources used to determine maximum allowable cost pricing. There are technical differences here, and staff would recommend the Senate language.
I move Article 2, Article 8, Sections 4 of the Senate language.
Senator Sharon moves Article 8, Section 4 of the Senate language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
And then the next section is a Senate-only section. This is changes to the prescription monitoring program. We'll skip that for now. Turn to page 7. House Section 4 and Senate Section 20. This is the study that goes along with the prescription monitoring program, and there are a couple differences in that, so hold that one for now. And that's Article 2.
Madam Chair and members, on to the chemical mental health, House Article 3, Senate Article 7.
Okay. The House members need a moment here because our materials are a little bit quite a different form.
So listening on the tape, it's our notebooks clicking on it.
Yes, we're all taking the papers out of our ring binders here. Let's make it a little quieter as we go along, perhaps.
Madam Chair and members, House Section 1, Senate Section 1 relate to the Department of Human Services Licensing Act, specifically the adult foster care homes serving people with mental illness. By clarifying that these homes serve people with a primary diagnosis of mental illness, adds a requirement for certification, including training on suicide intervention, warning signs, and appropriate responses in a crisis plan. New paragraph C requires some more training, and it also clarifies that the training can be incorporated with that required under Chapter 245D. There's technical differences, and the staff recommends the Senate.
I'll move Article 7, Section 1 of the Senate language.
Senator Sharon moves Article 7, Section 1 of the Senate language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, House Section 2, Senate Section 2 modifies requirements under Chapter 245D by striking requirements under this section of law and referencing the requirements under Section 1. The provisions are identical. However, the department recommended an amendment to incorporate the term community residential settings where the term adult foster care appears. I have drafted an amendment, which you can pass out, but it's a pretty technical if you want to adopt either the House or Senate, and it's the A23 amendment.
You want to? I think we could take care
sure.
of that, yes?
Let's do that. We just need somebody to offer
we can pass that out.
Madam Chair?
Representative Loeffler.
While that's being handed out, is that a broadening of the impact of this to go from foster care to community residential settings, or is that just new terminology that they're preferring?
Ms. White?
I think it's a conforming amendment. It's just appropriate to also reference these community settings when they're dealing with adult foster care under this chapter.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Ms. White, was it your recommendation to adopt the amendment and then...
Yes, Madam Chair, and I amended the House language, so we can amend the or adopt the amendment and then adopt the House Section 2.
So I'll move the A23 amendment to Article 3, Section 1 of the House language. Or excuse me, is it Section 2? Excuse me, Section 2. Thank you.
Is it Section 2?
Yeah.
Okay, so Senator Sharon moves the A23 amendment. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
And then I will move as amended Section 2 of Article 3 of the House language.
So Senator Sharon moves Article 2... Article 3, Section 2 of the House language as amended. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, on to page 3. House Section 3, Senate Section 3 allows neuroleptic medications to be administered if the patient was prescribed the medication prior to admission to a facility. But the patient lacks the capacity to consent to the administration of the medication. When it's in the patient's best interest and the patient does not refuse the medication, there's a technical difference in the sentence structure of these sections, and the staff recommends the Senate.
I recommend Article 7, Section 3 of the Senate language.
All right, Senator Sharon moves Article 7, Section 3 of the Senate language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 4, Senate Article 8, Section 5, deal with the American Indian Advisory Council. And the House provides that this council expires on June 30th of 2018. The Senate provision, the council does not expire, and the department does have a preference. I don't know if you want to, they prefer the Senate language.
Madam Chair. Yeah.
Representative Loeffler.
Thank you. I serve on the Legislative Commission on Planning and Fiscal Policy, which is charged in statute with reviewing all of these. And over the summer, it's Senator Bach and Speaker Thiessen who chair it. And over the summer, we had a work group that went through, and then the full commission reviewed all 162 of these. And Senator Wicklin and I served on the conference committee resolving recommendations, and the strong recommendation is to have expiration dates so that they're regularly reviewed. So I would speak in favor of the House position just so that they don't continue on without a periodic review.
May I just ask for the Senate's preference here?
That was my understanding that was the preference at that
right.
in that commission. Yeah.
Well, then I'll be unless there's objections, I'll move the House language, Article 3, Section 4.
All right. Senator Sharon moves Article 3, Section 4, House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, House Article 4. House Section 5, Senate Article 8, Section 6, relates to the Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Advisory Council. The Senate does not expire the council. The House expires the council June 30th of 2018.
So this sounds like it's the same issue, this Senator is, Wicklund.
Madam Chair, may I ask Senator Hayden, these are your bills. Do you have a preference on this, providing an immediate effective date versus
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just think that when the – I mean, you know, with the work that they did this summer, I wasn't present for that. I know that the departments came and thought that these particular councils they work with very frequently, and so they felt like the idea – I think that there's a difference in the message around sunsetting as to, you know, there was a – I think there's a value conversation, like when people feel like they're being sunset, are they valuable? Do we still work with them? And I think that that has been the message. If the message is simply through the work group that they use sunsetting or expiration as a way to check back in to see if there's value, that's okay. I just am afraid that the message around sunsetting had been in some people's eyes that they weren't valuable and that they needed to be disbanded. And I think that's the nuance.
Representative Loeffler.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and that's why the commission recommended that we be consistent across all the policy areas, so that it just becomes the standard way of business. That when you establish an advisory commission, that it's just expected that it won't last forever, and that it will be subject to this ongoing periodic review, and that it just becomes accepted. That's a normal part of being setting up an advisory committee or commission. And so they're trying to get all the committees to kind of honor that, and they did it in the comprehensive bill that went through 9 different committees.
Okay. Senator Sharon?
I'll move Article 3, Section 5 of the House language.
Senator Sharon moves Article 3, Section 5 of the House language, which is the language with an expiration date. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, House Sections 6 and 7 and Senate Sections 4 and 5 relate to programs for culturally specific CD programs. And Section 4 defines the term culturally specific program. And Section 5 incorporates that definition into the CD rates. So those types of programs can receive increased rates. And the provisions are identical.
I will move Article 3, Sections 6 and 7 of the House language.
All right. Senator Sharon moves Article 3, Sections 6 and 7 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, House Section 8, Senate Article 8, Section 5 relates to the American Indian Child Welfare Advisory Council. Again, Senate language does not expire the council. House expires the council June 30th of 2018.
I move House language in Article 3, Section 8.
Senator Sharon moves House language, Article 3, Section 8. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 9, Senate Section 6 requires the juvenile treatment screening teams to conduct screenings and prepare case plans within 10 days instead of 15 days. There's technical differences, and the staff recommends the House language.
I move Article 3, Section 9 of the House language.
Senator Sharon moves Article 3, Section 9 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 10, Senate Section 7, allows the Commissioner of Human Services to establish a pilot program to respond to issues raised in the OLA report on state-operated services. There are some differences stated in the middle column here, but they're primarily technical, and the staff would recommend the House.
I'll move House language on Article 3, Section 10.
Senator Sharon moves House language, Article 3, Section 10. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Next article, Article 4, health-related licensing. This is comparable to Senate Article 6 and 9 sections. On page 2 of the summary, these Article 6 sections 1, 2, and 3 are Senate only, dealing with alternative and complementary health practices. We'll hold on those. House sections 1 to 4 and Senate sections 4 to 7 are changes to the Chiropractic Practice Act, and all of these are identical.
On Article 4, we accept sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the House language.
Senator Sharon moves Article 4, sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails. Then there is a Senate-only section, Article 9, Section 3. This goes along with a section that's later on in the bill, so we'll hold on that. House sections 5 to 8 and Senate sections 8 to 11. These are changes to the Occupational Therapy Practice Act. This removes the requirement of the separate certification for the physical agent modalities, and they are all identical.
I'll move on Article 4, sections 5 through 11.
No, 8.
5 through 8 of the House language.
Senator Sharon moves Article 4, sections 5 through 8 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails. House sections 9 through 17 and Senate sections 12 through 20. These are all changes to the Athletic Trainers Practices Act, and they're all identical.
9 in the House, 9 through 17?
Yes.
Move Article 4, sections 9 through 17 of the House language.
Right. Senator Sharon moves Article 4, sections 9 through 17 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails. House Section 18 and Senate Article 6, Section 21. This just adds an agency to the list of agencies that are able to certify doulas for registration. There is technical differences in that, and the Senate would recommend the Senate language.
I move Articles 6 and 9, Section... Article 6, Section 21 of the Senate language.
Okay, and then... Senator, I'm being told that this
just adopt this first.
As well as Article 6, Section 22, incorporate that into the amendment.
Okay, and that last section there is a Senate only, but it's just corrects the statutory citation, members. So Senator Sharon is moving Article 6, Section 21 and 22 of the Senate language. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails. House Section 19 and 20 and Senate Section 23 and 24, these are changes to the Licensed Professional Clinical Counselor Practice Act. House Section 19 and Senate Section 23, these are identical. In the next section, the difference is the Senate took out the requirement that the applicant be of good moral character.
We don't require that in the Senate.
Maybe we should. So if you want to hold on that and do the other one.
No, I will move Article 4, Sections 19 and 20 of the House language.
Madam Chair.
Maybe. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a definition on good moral standing?
Senator, maybe we should wait on Section 20, just adopt 19.
All right. Do you want to discuss moral character?
Well, maybe we should we should find out what that's about.
I could ask right now. Would you mind if we
Madam
just
Chair.
Ask right now?
Madam Chair.
Okay. Yes. Sure. Senator?
That was one of my bills, and the Judiciary Committee felt that language wasn't, it was too vague, and they felt that it wasn't helpful to have it in there, and so that's why we removed it.
The other licensing
It also shows up in other licensing. There's several that contain that language, and we didn't, you know, go in and look at those other ones. But as it was going through the process, they requested that we bring it to the Judiciary Committee, and they recommended that we remove that language.
Okay, that's probably why we should hold on that one.
All right. Well, just Pat, the motion is to accept Article 4, Section 19 of the House language.
All right. Senator Sharon moves Article 4, Section 19 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Then House Section 21 to 30 and Senate Article 9, Sections 4 to 14. These are changes to the Board of Dentistry, and they're all identical.
I will move Article 4, Sections 21 through 30 of the House language.
Senator Sharon moves Articles 4, Sections 21 through 30 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Then on page 9 of the summary, we have two Senate-only sections that deal with the Board of Dentistry, and we'll hold on those.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then we have House Section 31 and Senate Section Article 9, Section 17. And this is also deals with the Board of Dentistry, and there's a technical difference, and we would the House or the Senate, the staff would recommend the House language. Otherwise, they're identical. It's a comma difference.
They like the comma.
I see. I was looking at the numbers, and I was trying to see, am I missing a zero here? It looks identical to me. Okay, great. Well, I will move Article 4, Section 31 of the House language.
Senator Sharon moves Article 4, Section 31 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
And then House Section 32 and Senate Article 9, Section 18, that is the Board of Dentistry as well, and it's identical.
I'll move Article 4, Section 32 of the House language.
Article 4, Section 32, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 33 to 37 and Senate Article 6, Sections 25 through 29 are changes to the Podiatric Medicine Practice Act, and these are all identical.
Move Article 4, Sections 33 through 37.
Article 4, Article 4, Sections 33 through 37 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Then House Section 38 and Senate Article 9, Section 2. This deals with the ability of a health-related licensing board denying license for an applicant or a licensee that's been convicted of a felony-level criminal sexual conduct offense. I'm assuming you want to hold. There
yes.
are a number of differences in that. House Section 39 is a House only. We'll hold on that. Senate Article 9, Section 19, that is a Senate only with the compensation rate for the board members. Hold on that. House Section 40, 41, 42, 43, and 44 are all House only, dealing with changes to the,
HPSP.
House Section 45 and Senate Article 9, Section 20, these are also changes to the HPSP, and with a number of differences, I'm assuming you'll hold of that. House Section 46 and Article 9, Section 21 are some more changes to the HPSP. We'll hold on that. House Section 47 and Senate Section Article 6, Section 30. This requires employers of persons regulated by a health-related licensing board to report to the licensing board that the regulated person has diverted narcotics. There are technical differences. The staff would recommend the Senate language with the House effective date. This bill is a separate standalone bill as well, which is currently in a conference committee, but has not met.
Right. And I actually have, and this is my bill and Senator Nelson's bill, and I also, I think we could hold on this because I also had a question about whether some of the language is clear. And maybe in the meantime, staff can look at that. And that would be under paragraph B. the second bullet point there. I just want to make sure that that's clear and understandable language, and we can get back to that later.
Okay. House Section 48, Article, Senate Article 9, Section 1. This, again, is sections dealing with the HPSP and reporting disciplinary action. I'm assuming we'll hold on that. There is differences. Senate Section Article 9, Section 22, that's Senate only. We'll hold on that. House Section 49 is a reviser instruction, which you could certainly do. It just go. It instructs the reviser to go in and change physician's assistant to physician assistant.
On Article 4, Section 49, accept the House language.
Article 4, Section 49, House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
And I believe if you want, you can House Section 50 and Senate Article 6, Section 31. You could, the repealers are all the same except for you'd want to hold on the House paragraph B. But in terms of paragraph A, C, and D, they're all identical.
I'll move Article 4, Section 50, paragraphs A, C, and D.
All right. Article 4, Section 50, paragraphs A, C, and D. All those of the House or Senate?
Of the House language.
House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no. Motion prevails. Article 5.
Chair and members, Article 5 is the Board of Pharmacy Policy Bill. Section 1 is the definitions section. It's identical, except as I'm going to mention to you, this is a very, very long section. Subdivision 5 has a grammar difference. The Senate uses and the House uses that. The staff recommends the Senate language.
The Senate language, so we'll move Article 10, Section 1 of the Senate language.
Article 10, Section 1 of the Senate language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, there is one there's one subdivision that I think needs more explanation, and it's subdivision 27. It's on page 4. This is in the definition section. The definition of the practice of pharmacy, there are some rather significant differences there.
Right, maybe we should.
So we should reconsider the last motion. I'd make a motion to reconsider.
As to
Article 10, the acceptance of Article 10, Section 1.
The whole thing? All right, so motion to reconsider that last vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails. So we're back out on that one.
So do we want to do that now?
Chair and members, subdivision 27, the practice of pharmacy, there are some differences in two of the clauses. Clause 3, the Senate allows pharmacists to participate in clinical interpretation and the monitoring of drug therapy, including performing and interpreting laboratory tests.
The House deleted this language from its bill. And in Clause 5, there are technical differences. The House uses the title Advanced Practice Nurse, and the Senate uses Advanced Nurse Practitioner, and the staff recommends the House language for Clause 5.
So maybe we should wait on this, because this yes. might be a little more significant.
Yes. We'll wait on this section. House uses the title Advanced Practice Nurse. Senate uses theirs is correct. Okay. And Clause 3... Okay, we'll wait on this. We could maybe move everything else excepting subdivision. No? Okay. And moving on to Section 2, which begins on page 7.
Ms. Aves, there's also a subdivision 35 that there's a comment here anyway.
Mm-hmm. I believe this section is mainly, subdivision 35 is on compounding, and the Senate allows that it's not compounding when under the direction of a licensed nuclear pharmacist or physician that minor adjustments can be made to medication due to situations that were not contemplated.
Okay, and we're holding on that section. Thank you.
Sections 2 on page 7. They're identical, except the Senate effective date specifies that subdivisions 1A and 1B are effective August 1st, 2014, and apply to all violations occurring on or after that date. The staff recommends the Senate language.
Okay, so Article 10, Section 2 of the Senate language, a move that we accept.
So moving Article 10, Section 2 of the Senate language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, the disciplinary action sections 3. There are some differences in this section. Subdivision 1, there are some technical differences. The House added a missing preposition to a clause and then added another clause based on some language from the Board of Pharmacy. If you choose to adopt this subdivision, the staff recommends the House language.
I move in Article 5, Section 3, Subdivision 1.
Okay, but... different subdivisions, maybe not.
No, because there's too much. I don't want to move to. You just want to wait on the whole subdivision?
Is there more? Ms. Aves, could you kind of walk us through what else is different here?
In Subdivision 2, Clause 17, the House clarified that the activities listed in this clause are related to fee splitting and grounds for disciplinary action. And in Clause 24, the House corrected an error in the name of the Health Professional Services Program, and the staff recommends the House in Subdivision 2. Subdivision 3 is identical. Subdivision 4, the Senate adds a sentence that license revocation under Subdivision 1 is not appealable, and the revocation remains in effect indefinitely. Subdivisions 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are identical. Subdivision 10, the House deleted paragraph B, which allowed the board to obtain medical and health data without an individual's consent when the board is investigating a complaint that a licensee is unable to practice with reasonable skill and safety. Subdivision 11, in both is identical. Subdivision 12 is identical.
So can staff recommend that we, can we decide on subdivisions or should we hold on the whole section?
Hold on the whole section, please.
We want to make the revisor's job easier, not more difficult.
And on page 12, reporting obligations, these are sections 4. These are identical. These allow individuals to report knowledge of conduct that may be grounds for disciplinary action, and it lists the entities and organizations who are required to report.
I will move Article 5, Section 4 of the House language.
Article 5, Section 4 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
And on page 14, sections 5 are immunity from civil and criminal liability. The House language is identical to Senate Subdivision 1. The Senate includes a subdivision granting civil and criminal immunity to members of the board and persons employed by the board. The House struck this subdivision in its bill.
So we need to hold on this one, I think. We'll want to hold on this.
Subdivisions 6 and 7 are related to disciplinary action, licensee and registrant cooperation, and disciplinary record on judicial review. They are identical.
I will move Article 5, Sections 6 and 7 of the House language.
Article 5, Sections 6 and 7 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, Sections 8 at the top of page 15 are about retaining records of prescriptions. They are identical.
I'll move Article 5, Section 8 of the House language.
Article 5, Section 8 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Sections 9 are on compounding. The only difference is in a citation to a federal act, the Senate refers to 503A small a, House refers to 503 capital
A.
The reviser pointed out the correct citation, and it is the House citation.
On Article 5, Section 9, I recommend the House language.
Article 5, Section 9.
I move the House language, excuse me.
Yes. And all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, Sections 10 on page 16 are related to outsourcing facilities and the licensure of those facilities. They're identical.
I'll move Article 5, Section 10 of the House language.
Article 5, Section 10 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
On page 17, Sections 11, there are some differences in this section. The Senate amends a paragraph, the House does not, and this amendment allows a practitioner to dispense a professional sample of a legend drug, including a controlled substance that was packaged by a manufacturer as a sample in compliance with federal regulations. The existing language does not allow dispensing of a controlled substance.
So maybe we should hold on that.
House Sections 12 and 13 are House-only provisions. They are in House File 2446 in a separate conference committee that is meeting right now.
It just closed?
All right, so I'm told that that conference committee has closed. So we'll just leave those provisions, and they'll travel separately in the other bill, if that's okay with everyone.
Are they in there, do you know?
Yeah, they are.
They are in there, okay.
So we'll skip those for now anyway.
Sections 14, strike obsolete language. They're identical.
I'll move Article 5, Section 14 of the House language.
Article 5, Section 14 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Section 17 at the top of page 19 strikes a definition of community behavioral health hospital from the definition of a health care facility. These sections are identical.
16. We skipped 15.
15.
Which there's so many pages, I'm
page
sorry.
18.
Okay, section 15 on legend drugs and who may prescribe them. This is one where the reviser pointed out an incorrect citation in federal law. The House corrected that citation after the Senate bill had already been heard, so the House language would be correct.
So we're doing 15 and 16, sections 15 and 16 of Article 5 in the House language.
Yes.
Okay, so Senator Sharon's moving Article 5, sections 15 and 16 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Now page 19. Section 17 of the House and Section 15 of the Senate both strike the definition of community behavioral health hospital. It's identical language.
17 through 19.
You
want to complete the
okay.
rest?
Okay. Sections 18, Senate Section 16, related to pharmacies filling prescriptions for patients in healthcare facilities. And 19 is related to that about the automated drug distribution system. All three sections are identical.
I'll move Article 5, Sections 17 through 19.
Article 5, Sections 17 through 19 of the
House language.
House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 18 is a Senate-only provision. The House had this language, but the that section was removed on the floor.
Senate Section 18.
And Ms. Aves, what we had in the House bill was, as to that section, was identical. Am I correct?
You're correct, Madam Chair.
All right. Do you want to?
Okay. So I'll move in Article 5 or Article 10, Section 18 in the Senate language.
All right. Senator Sharon moves Article 10, Section 18 of the Senate language. It's a Senate-only provision in this bill, but identical language was passed through the House and then was removed, if people recall, as an amendment on the floor because of different issues. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, moving on to House Article 6, which is the Health Department and Public Health, and it is Senate Article 1 on the Health Department.
Okay, and Ms. Olson, just give us a second here to get to that. Okay.
House Section 1, Senate Section 1, is identical, and it postpones by 1 year the date in which drug prior authorization requests must be accessible and submitted through electronic transmissions.
Move Article 6, Section 1 of the House language.
Article 6, Section 1 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Article 1, Section 2 of the Senate permits a licensed plumber to repair submersible pumps, and this is a Senate-only provision.
Should hold on that one.
House Section 2, Senate Section 3 is identical, and it requires a facility at which a mammography exam is performed to provide patients categorized as having dense Bress with notice of this, and it does provide suggested language for the notice.
I'll move Article 6, Section 2 of the House language.
Article 6, Section 2 of House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 3 and Senate Section 4 relates to an exemption to accreditation and reporting requirements for dental clinics or offices that perform diagnostic imaging through dental cone beam computerized tomography. And these, the House and the Senate are identical regarding the dental facilities, but the Senate does modify the accreditation timeline by requiring new facilities to be accredited within 6 months of commencing operation and includes an effective date of the day following final enactment for that timeline provision.
Okay, we'll hold on that one.
House Section 4 is a House-only provision, and it's changing the definition of designated rural area. And this was included in both the House and Senate versions in the finance bill in 3172 and has been adopted in that bill.
So I think we could just leave that one for now.
House Section 5 is a House-only provision relating to e-cigarettes, and it states that the delivery devices cannot be used inside any building that is under the direction of the Commissioner of Administration.
Okay, we'll hold on that.
Senate Article 8, Section 1 is a Senate-only provision, and it includes inhaling and exhaling vapor from an electronic cigarette into the Clean Indoor Air Act.
We'll hold.
House Section 6 and Senate Article 8, Section 2 are identical, and it prohibits electronic cigarettes in a public school.
I would prefer to hold all of these segments until we discuss this as a whole bill.
Okay. House Section 7 and 8 and Senate Sections 5 and 6 relate to comprehensive and primary stroke centers and requires their participation in the Minnesota Stroke Registry Program. They are identical.
I'll move in Article 6, Sections 7 and 8.
Article 6, Sections 7 and 8 of the House language.
House language, excuse
All
me.
In favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 7 is a Senate-only provision requiring hospitals to lose their stroke center designation if they do not participate in the stroke registry program. Senate-only.
I think we could. I think even though these are Senate-only provisions, Article Section 7, it's kind of a. It's more or less technical. That's how it appears to me as well. And I believe this was my bill, I think. So if it's okay with members, I think we could accept this one.
All right, we'll put it out as a vote. Article 1, Section 7 of the Senate bill, move for passage.
All right, Article 1, Section 7 of the Senate language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 8 requires the Commissioner of Health to assess and report on the quality of care provided in the state in the statewide system for ST elevation myocardial infarction response and treatment. This is a Senate-only provision, but it has passed the House in House File 2227, and House File 2227 has had a second reading in the Senate. The language is identical.
So I can move. Do you want me to go ahead and move Article 1? It's moved. It's passed the House and has had a second. Oh, it hasn't been voted on the floor.
So, I mean, it's okay with me. It's passed the House, so, you know, it's up to you.
Article 1, Sections 8 of the Senate language, I move for passage.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Senate language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Hmm? House Section 9, Senate Article 8, Section 20, relates to notice of rights to sexual assault victims and requires hospitals to give a notice and states what the notice must include. These are identical except for the coding of the language, and staff recommends the House coding.
I'll move Article 6 of the House Language, Section 9.
Okay, Article 6, Section 9 of the House Language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Sections 10 through 14 and Senate Sections 9 through 13 relate to correction orders, suspension of licenses, and the appeals process for home care providers. All sections are identical.
I'll move Article 6, Sections 10 through 14.
That's correct.
Of the House language.
Article 6, Sections 10 through 14 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 14 requires the Licensed Home Care Provider Advisory Council to advise the commissioner on allowable home care licensing modifications and exemptions. This is a Senate-only provision.
Sweet. We'll hold on that one.
House Section 15 and Senate Section 15, both Section 15, is the training in dementia care, and it requires certain staff persons that are in programs related to Alzheimer's to have certain amounts of training for Alzheimer's and dementia-related diseases, and those sections are identical.
I'll move in Article 6, Section 15 of the House language.
Article 6, Section 15 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 16, Senate Section 16, it's also related to dementia training, and this is for the managers of those establishments. They are identical except for the House includes paragraph F, which states that this section does not apply to an establishment registered under Section 144D.025 serving the homeless.
Maybe we should hold on that one. It's a little issue to make sure we all understand it.
House Section 17 and Senate Section 17 is relating to emergency planning for the establishments that are receiving the dementia care training, and these sections are identical.
I'll move on Article 6 of the House Language, Section 17.
Article 6, Section 17 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails. I'm noting a lack of enthusiasm.
House Section 18 relates to the duties of the director of the Child Sex Trafficking Prevention Program as it relates to proposals for grants. Both the House and the Senate have this language in the finance bill. It has not yet been adopted.
So let's... Okay, we should hold on this provision.
You shouldn't even because it's a finance provision.
Okay, well... We're skipping it at any rate. Okay.
House Section 19 is a House-only provision, and it relates to minority-run healthcare professional associations.
Okay, we'll hold on that one.
Yep. House Section 20, Senate Section 18. Limits the scope of the requirement that all funeral establishments have a preparation and embalming room and changes those requirements. They are identical.
I'll move Article 6 of the House language, Section 20.
Article 6, Section 20 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 21, Senate Article 8, Section 9 is relating to tanning facilities and the posted warning that is already required under law. The House modifies the wording of the existing required notice, but the Senate does not.
So we probably want to hold on that. That's a substantive difference.
House Section 22, Senate Article 8, Section 10, prohibits anybody under the age of 18 from using tanning equipment. The sections are identical.
Move Article 6, Section 22 of the House language.
Article 6, Section 22 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 23, Senate Article 8, Section 11, relates to the penalty for noncompliance for the tanning facilities. There is an error in the House summary, and for violation of this section, it is a petty misdemeanor under the House, not what's stated in the summary. And under the Senate language, there's a penalty of not less than $150 for the first violation, not more than $300 for subsequent violations. Which is what it says in the House summary, but that's a mistake. It's just considered a petty misdemeanor under the House language.
So we'll hold on that one.
Misdemeanor, misdemeanor.
House Section 24, Senate Article 8, Section 14, relates to the registration of automatic external defibrillations. There are technical differences between the two bills, and the House also adds a definition of the word person that the Senate does not have, and the Senate also specifies more in the civil liability subdivision in 11. Other than that, there are...
I should hold on that.
Okay. House Sections 25, 26, and 27 are identical with the Senate language, but they do relate to electronic cigarettes.
I'll hold.
And then Sections 28 and 29 also relate to electronic cigarettes, but are House-only provisions.
So we'll hold on those as well.
And then Sections 30... and 31 also relate to electronic cigarettes.
So we'll hold on those.
Section 32 of the House and Section 19 of the Senate are identical, and they require the Commissioner of Health to consult with various agencies to evaluate whether additional care providers should be included in the Alzheimer's training mandate.
I'll move Article 6 of the House language, Section 32.
I have no idea. Article 6, Section 32 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Section 33 is House only and directs the Commissioner of Health to develop recommendations on ways to minimize triclosan health risks.
Okay, we'll hold that.
Section 34 is House only and develops a foreign-trained physician task force.
Hold that as well.
And Section 35 and Senate Article 8, Section 21 are identical, and they are repealing certain provisions relating to the tanning facility.
Did we hold on the other tanning? We adopted some of it, correct?
We adopted some. You may want to hold on the repealer until...
Well, the repealer relates to what we did adopt, yes. However, correct?
325H.08, I believe, is the warning that we held on.
That we held on. Okay, so perhaps we should hold on that as well then.
And that is all of Article 6.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Article 7, the local public health, this is really easy. It's all identical.
Council, we have heard from a party who had a potential amendment to the language that I had understood was agreed upon, and we haven't received that yet, I take it. Is anybody aware of that?
Representative Morgan,
yes.
I had emailed you that amendment this morning. I can state orally what the amendment does.
Yeah, would you do that, please? I did not. My computer is on the House floor, and I did not that yet. Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, on page, one second to find it. It is page R14 of Article 7. So the House language, it's page 134, line 11, and the amendment was to delete the new language, county, comma, or city.
So if members, we're looking now in the House language side, in the language side by side, excuse me, and that was line 134 in the House, 134.11 in the House language, or line 29.30 in the Senate language. And the amendment was, I'm sorry, to delete county or city. Was that what it was?
That's correct.
And does someone want to speak to that? Ms. Olson, are you prepared? Or Representative Morgan, do you want to talk about that?
Madam Chair, the changes, I heard from representatives of MAPE, and they're worried that the including the county or city along with the community health boards is broadens this too far. I guess we could hear testimony from them if you'd like about particulars, or this is the only piece of this whole article that it seems to be problematic at all. I've spoken with them briefly. I guess I don't have a
I actually heard from the Department of Health, and which is okay with this amendment. I don't know if there's anyone here from the Department of Health that wishes to speak to this, or anyone else in the room who can address this requested amendment. Representative Loeffler?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I just want to make sure that it doesn't create issues in my unique city and county, where we have a large city, Minneapolis, along with several large suburbs, Edina, Bloomington, that have their own Board of Public Health in addition to a county. And there is sort of a unique trade-off of responsibilities in licensing and oversight within them. And some that have been delegated to the city, I think, go to a regulatory services department.
Okay. Representative Loeffler, excuse me for interrupting.
So I'm just saying I'd like to get some additional information.
Yes, I think you've convinced us that we're going to hold on this for now. And if you
and
would
I would
please
be glad
talk
to talk to the people impacted.
Right, that would be good rather than taking committee time right now so that we can get through the things that we're all agreed on. So
I
should we hold
be glad
this
to.
Entire?
That's just section 23.
Right, that is just section 23.
But, Madam Chair,
Ms. Kavanaugh.
The one thing is, maybe it is just for that section, but throughout this whole article, you're putting city and county through a number of other sections as well. So I don't know if it makes
sort
sense.
That
if
out.
Take, yeah, I mean, if you take just it out of this one section, whether it's going to make a difference with the other.
All right, we'll hold on this article then. And because that's all that's in this article, and we can get this sorted out, and then it should be very quick to do whatever amendment is required or not, and then adopt it.
So,
yes, a little too easy. That's right. That's right. It's a little too easy. So please, the folks who came to the table would please talk to Representative Loeffler and other members,
legal counsel,
and counsel, and let's make sure that we're all on the same page to the degree possible. Okay, so we're on to Article 8.
Madam Chair and members, House Article 8 and Senate Article 4 are the continuing care articles. House sections 1 through 22 are all House only. They all come from House File 3001, which was related to the home and community-based provider standards.
We'll hold on those for now.
Madam Chair, House Section 23 and Senate Section 2 removes obsolete language related to payment of services provided by certain relatives, and the provisions are identical.
I'll move in Article 8, Sections 23 and 24 of the House language.
Article 8, Sections 23 and 24 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 25, Senate Section 5 adds adult day services to the list of services allowed under the Essential Community Supports Grants. Technical difference. Staff recommends the Senate.
I'll move Article 4, Section 5 of the Senate language.
Article 4, Section 5 of the Senate language. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 26, 27, and 28, and Senate Sections 6, 7, and 8 relate to home and community-based waivered services, and they're all identical.
I'll move Article 8, Sections 26 through 28 of the House language.
Article 8, Sections 26 through 28 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 29 and Senate Section 11 modifies general assistance statute by adding a reference to 245D. They're identical.
I'll move Article 8, Section 29 of the House language.
Article 8, Section 29 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
The next section is a Senate-only section. It strikes a provision that restricts the number of units in a multifamily building that can be occupied by MSA recipients who are eligible for shelter needy assistance.
Okay, we'll have to hold on that one.
House Section 30, Senate Section 7 are identical. It adds community residential settings to the list of settings included in the definition of excluded time.
I'll move Article 8, Section 30 of the House language.
Article 8, Section 30 of the House language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Sections 31 and 32, Senate Sections 14 and 15 modify the Group Residential Housing Chapter of Law. Sections 31 and 14 are identical. Sections 32 and 15 have a technical difference, and the staff would recommend the House.
I move Article 8, Sections 31 and 32 of the House language.
Article 8, Sections 31 and 32 of the House language have been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 33, Senate Section 16, modify the Vulnerable Adult Act by requiring each county to designate a common entry point for reports of suspected maltreatment until the commissioner establishes the common entry point. The differences in the House and Senate language relate to when this common entry point should be established. The Senate requires a common entry point be established by or effective July 1st of 2015, and the House requires it no sooner than January 1st of 2015.
All right, let's hold on that one.
Sounds like you have to do the book.
House Section 34, Senate Section 17 are identical, and they remove an age threshold and an effective date for MAEPD to conform to the program eligibility criteria.
I'll move Article 8, Section 34 of the House language.
Article 8, Section 34 of the House language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 35, Senate Section 18, modify the home and community-based services provider rate and grant increase effective April 1st, 2014 to allow essential community support program to receive a 1% increase. Both bills have the April 1st, 2014 effective date, but the House states that it's retroactively, so the staff recommends the House language.
So that's a more or less a technical difference, correct? Okay.
Doesn't have a fiscal impact of any sort. I'll move Article 8, Section 35 of the House language.
Article 8, Section 35 of the House language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
The next two sections are House-only sections. Section 36 requires the Commissioners of Education, Employment and Economic Development, Health and Human Services to implement an autism spectrum disorder statewide strategic plan. And Section 37 are two repealers. One repeals the abuse prevention plans in 245D, and the other repeals the autism spectrum disorder task force effective the day following final enactment.
Okay, we'll hold on those.
And Chair, Article 9, Health Care, Senate Article 3. House Section 1 is a House only, limiting the payment to navigators to one payment.
We'll hold on that.
House Section 2, Senate Section 2, prohibits the commissioner from requiring prior authorization for certain adult dental services that were passed last year. There is a technical difference, and the staff would recommend the Senate language.
I will recommend that we pass Article 3, Section 2 of the Senate language.
Article 3, Section 2 of the Senate language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 3 and Senate Article 4, Section 1. This modifies definitions to private duty nursing terms, and they are identical.
I'll move Article 9 of the House language, Section 3.
Article 9, Section 3 of the House language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 4 and Senate Section 3 requires the Commissioners of Health and Human Services to establish a Health Care Homes Advisory Committee. There in paragraph A, there's one technical difference, and there is a substantive difference. The House adds mental health providers to the advisory committee, and the Senate doesn't. Otherwise, they're identical.
All right, let's hold on that one.
Okay, and House Sections 5, 6, and 7 are all House only. Assuming you want to hold.
Yeah, we'll hold on those. Although, since this is our walkthrough as well, Ms. Kavanaugh, do you want to tell us what those are, or should we ask House?
No, House Section 5, this allows the commissioner to extend the demonstration project or managed care contracts for the 6 year after the most recent procurement. And then after 2016, for those contracts, it requires the commissioner to procure demonstration providers and participating entities under Minnesota Care through a statewide procurement. It requires the commissioner to publish a RFP for those. House Section 6 provides a definition of basic care services that is effective January 1, 2015. For medical supplies, durable medical equipment, prosthetics, and orthotics, so that they would be defined as basic care service. And House Section 7 requires the Commissioner of Human Services to incorporate strategies and activities to address chronic medical or behavioral health conditions that are complicated by socioeconomic factors into the department's planning and design as part of its state Medicaid plan option for health homes that are required under the ACA.
Okay, and if I could just comment on those. So members, these are really three different things. They're kind of unrelated. Section 5, that statewide procurement language, is language from the Department of Human Services. I think we'll hear more about that. Section 6 comes from the durable medical equipment industry, and it's basically, as I recall, their desire to have one classification because their classification keeps moving around, and every time their budget cuts, they find themselves in whatever category is getting cut. So that's to just nail them to one category so they know where they belong. And then Section 7 is, as you can read here, it has to do with adding socioeconomic factors to the considerations regarding healthcare homes. So I just wanted to flag that those are three very separate provisions, even though we've got 1, 2, 3 in House language. And
then House Section 8 and Senate Article 4, Section 19. This is a reviser's instruction to change the term private duty nursing to home care nursing, and they're identical.
I'll move Article 9, Section 8 of the House language.
Article 9, Section 8 of the House language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails. Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Article 10 is the miscellaneous article. Senate Section 3 is a Senate-only provision. It permits an optometrist or physician in an emergency to authorize a new pair of eyeglasses using a prescription from old lenses.
And we'll hold on that one.
House Section 1, Senate's Article 3, Section 1. Is on durable medical equipment and adds a new definition or redefines durable medical equipment. There's a technical difference. The Senate cites specific sections. The House just cites this chapter. The staff would recommend the Senate language.
I'll move Article 8, Article 3, Section 1 of the Senate language.
Article 3, Section 1 of the Senate language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House Section 2 and Senate Article 4, Section 3 just changes a term from performance bond to surety bond. The language is identical.
I'll move Article 10, Section 2 of the House language.
Article 10, Section 2 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
The next section is Senate Section 7. This is similar to earlier sections. It's an advisory committee to the Commissioner of Human Services on traumatic brain injury. This provision says that the advisory committee does not expire.
All right, we'll hold on that.
Madam Chair, we can check on that, but I believe that was addressed in House File 1963. That was the conference committee report that will be coming up soon that Senator Wicklund and I served on.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Loeffler.
Madam Chair and members, House Sections 3, 4, and 5 and the companion Senate sections are identical. They are all technical changes, and they are identical.
I'll move Article 10, Sections 3 through 5 of the House language.
Article 10, Sections 3 through 5 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Section 6 of the House language is a House-only provision, and it's related to triclosan products.
Okay, we'll hold that one.
House Sections 7, 8, 7 and 8 are identical to Senate Sections 12 and 13 on joint powers agreements and the powers of local and the commissioner's appointment of local social service agency members. The language is identical.
I'll move under Article 10, Section 7 of the House language.
One, two, eight,
and eight, excuse me.
All right. Article 10, Section 7 and 8 of the House language have been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
On page 4, House Section 9, this is a House-only provision, and it's related to the Minnesota, the MA program, and a recent Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals opinion.
Okay, we'll hold that.
House Section 10, Senate Section, Article 3, Section 5, they're identical, requiring the removing duplicative rule on transition lenses. They're identical.
I'll move Article 10, Section 10, in the House language.
Not 11, which is also
and 11.
There. Okay. Article 10, Sections 10 and 11 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Revisor's instructions, House Section 12, Senate Section 7, and Article 3. They're identical, except the Senate has the same language in two articles to respond to the repealer placement in those articles. It's identical repealers or instructions.
Okay, I'll move Article 10, Section 12 of the House language.
Article 10, Section 12 of the House language has been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 21 eliminates an annual streamlining eligibility and enrollment process, a report to the legislature, Senate-only provision.
Okay, let's hold on that.
And the final section is the repealer. They're identical. The Senate repeals the same sections and rules, but in two different articles.
We'll move Article 10, Section 13 of the House.
Article 10, Section 13 of the House language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, aye. No. Motion prevails.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Is there more?
Article... I have an 11.
Oh, we have an 11.
Which is Children and Family Services.
Oh, let's see.
Okay. Most of it looks identical. Lots of identical.
Oh, okay. Just 1 second, Ms. Pugnelli. Okay. Okay. Article 11.
Madam Chair and members, House Article 11 is being compared to an outlier Senate File 460. This contains the provisions related to Children and Family Services Policy that was in the DHS Children and Family Services Policy Bill from last year. It passed off the Senate floor about a year ago and wasn't taken up on the House at that time.
Okay, and Ms. Pugnelli, I have never before seen that language, outlier bill. I don't know if it's just me, but what does that mean? Does that mean it's from last year? Or what is exactly a Senate outlier bill?
It just wasn't officially pulled in to this conference committee.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. So, right. So, in other words, members... this is a bill that has been passed in one of the bodies but isn't officially a part of this omnibus bill.
Correct.
But or on that body. It's not in the body's bill. So it's a bill the Senate passed, but it's not part of the Senate's omnibus HHS policy bill, right? So
and it passed last year.
And so I gather that bills that have that status are kind of fair game because they did pass the body. And
Madam Chair, I did bring copies of Senate File 460. Several of the provisions are identical. There are some Senate-only sections, which you may want to refer to the Senate file, where there's copies back there, when you get to that point.
Okay. So
are they referenced here in our...
Yes, they are, Madam Chair.
Okay. So we could hold on this, but it looks like there's so much that is identical that do members feel like they'd like to get the language? We did just pass this off the House floor.
Mm-hmm.
Senators feel like they'd like to get the language? Or maybe we could go through this, have staff go through it, and let's see how, you know, if there's really anything that appears to be problematic or members need more time.
Madam Chair, who's the author of Senate File 460?
Madam Chair, it was Senator Hayden.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yes, I was. Yes.
One of 89.
So, in Senator Hayden's defense, this was a department bill. And there are sections in here that the House did not pass that were passed through the Senate. But maybe we can walk through this, and it appears to me there might be a lot of sections that we could adopt. So if that's okay with everybody, let's go ahead and do it and get as much done right now as we can.
64-0. So that's why.
Madam Chair, members, House and Senate sections 1. Modify the Data Practices Act to allow child welfare agencies access to child support data on the child, the parents, and relatives of the child, and they're identical.
Do you want to continue to go through this first page here? Well, do you want to do them identical?
Well, I think we could go, maybe Ms. Pugnelli, if you can kind of take us through sort of topically, mm-hmm. and then we could sort of do what we were doing before and stop and adopt or not parts that are...
So I will move Article 11, Section 1 of the House language.
All right. Article 11, Section 1 of the House language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 2, 3, and 4 are all related to the Child Care Assistance Program, and they're all identical.
Article 11, Sections 2 through 4 of the House language, I recommend make a motion to pass.
All right. Article 11, Sections 2, 3, and 4 of the House language have been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 5 and 6 are related to general assistance and MSA, and they're both identical.
I'll move Article 11, Sections 5 and 6 of the House language.
Article 11, Sections 5 and 6 of the House language have been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 7 both relate to community action agencies and what happens with their budgets when they merge. And there's a difference here. The House added some language allowing the commissioner to reduce their budgets from what's specified as a base in statute if the commissioner determines that there would be a savings due to getting rid of redundancies.
Let's hold on that section.
Madam Chair, members, Section 8 on the House and Senate sides are both related to the GRH program, and they're identical.
Move Article 11, Section 8 of the House language.
And did you say 9 as well? It was just 8. Okay.
Just did it.
Article 11, Section 8 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Section 9 is related to MFIP applications, and the two sections are identical.
I'll move Article 11, Section 9 of the House language.
Article 11, Section 9 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 10 are related to MFIP property limitations. It modifies the vehicle asset limit, and the two sections are identical.
I'll move Article 11, Section 10 of the House language.
Article 11, Section 10 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, the two Section 11s are related to MFIP income exclusions, and there's a difference here. The House adds payments for family foster care for certain children, and the House also has an updated references and an updated effective date.
Ms. White?
Madam Chair and members, I think that reference is pretty technical. It just updates based on the new chapter passed last year related to 256N. And then it also is for children under 260C.4411. So I'm not sure how substantive it is. I think it would be okay to adopt the House language.
So what I'm hearing is kind of the difference between passing it last year and passing it this year?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I'll move Section 11 of Article 11, House Language.
Article 11, Section 11 of the House Language has been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 12 are related to individuals who must be excluded from an assistance unit under the MFIT program, and the House has updated references.
I'll move Article 11, Section 12 of the House Language.
Article 11, Section 12 of the House Language has been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
House and Senate Sections 13, 14, 15, and 16 are all related to MFIP recertification, requirement to provide Social Security numbers, and a personal statement, and they're all identical.
I'll move Article 11, Sections 13 through 16 of the House Language.
Article 11, Sections 13 through 16 of the House Language have been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and members, Sections 17 through 22 are also related to MFIP. They modify provisions related to scope of underpayments, work activities, assessments, employment plans, approval of post-secondary education, and they're all identical.
I'll move Article 11, 17 through 22.
Article 11, Section 17 through 22 of the House Language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 23 are related to MFIP work participation cash benefits. There are some technical differences, and the staff is recommending the House language.
Article 11, Section 23, I recommend we pass the House language.
Article 11, Section 23 of the House language has been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 24 and 25 are related to MFIP innovation projects and base allocations to counties and tribes, and they're identical.
I'll move Article 11 of the House Language, Section 24.
And 25.
And 25.
Article 11, Sections 24 and 25 of the House Language have been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Section 26 is related to MFIP performance-based funds, and this section actually conflicts with some modifications to the same section of law that were made at the end of last year, so the reviser is recommending that this section be dropped, and DHS has said that they're okay with dropping that section.
Okay, so we just skip that section then.
Madam Chair?
Representative Loeffler.
I'm just confused as to why we wouldn't just update this based on what happened last year, because I seem to recall this was something that actually was important to when this bill went through the committee a year ago.
All right. Well, Representative
We Loeffler, can maybe just follow up on
right,
that with staff.
Since the procedure here is that if we don't adopt it, it just sits there until the end and nothing happens to it, maybe you could follow up on that and see if, in fact, it needs to be included at a later point. So we'll just hold on that one.
Madam Chair, members, Sections 27 and 28 are related to MFIP reporting requirements and community work experience, and they're identical.
I'll move Article 11, Sections 27 and 28 of the House Language.
Article 11, Sections 27 and 28 of the House Language have been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. motion prevails.
Madam Chair, Member, House and Senate Sections 29, 30, 31, 32, 30, and 33 are all related to MFIP and programs covered under the Injury Protection for Work Experience program, and they're all identical.
I'll move Article 11, Sections 29 through 33 of the House language.
Article 11, Sections 29 to 33 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair and Member, Sections 34 are related to MFIP quarterly comparison reports, and they're identical.
I'll move Article 11, Section 34. Of the House language.
Article 11, Section 34 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, House and Senate Sections 35 make tribes eligible for funding under the Long-Term Homeless Supportive Services Fund, and they're identical.
I'll move Article 11, Section 35 of the House language.
Article 11, Section 35 of the House language. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Senate Section 36 is a Senate-only section, and it's related to termination of parental rights petitions.
Okay, we'll hold on those Senate-only sections for now.
Senate Section 37 is also a Senate-only. And then House Section 36 and Senate Section 38 relates to trial home visits, and they're identical.
I'll move Article 11 of the House language, Section 36.
Article 11, Section 36 of the House language. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, members, Senate Section 39 is a Senate-only section, and it amends definitions under the Child Maltreatment Reporting Act.
We should skip that one or hold on it anyway.
Madam Chair, members, House Section 37 and Senate Section 40, and then House, well, let's just do this one.
All right, maybe we should hold on that one, too, because we probably need a bit more information about that difference.
Okay. Madam Chair, members, House Section 38 and Senate Section 41 clarifies that certain maltreatment records be maintained for a period of 4 years after the date of final entry in the case record, and they're identical.
I'll move Article 11 of the House language, Section 38.
Article 11, Section 38 of the House language has been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails.
And the last section in this article, Madam Chair, House Section 39 and Senate Section 42 requires local welfare agencies to accept reports of prenatal exposure to controlled substances made by reporters, notwithstanding the refusal of the reporter to provide the reporter's name and address, as long as the report is otherwise sufficient, and they are identical.
I'll move Article 11, Section 39 in House language.
Article 11, Section 39 of the House language has been moved. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion prevails. Okay. So thank you, members and staff and other folks in the room. We have finished the initial walkthrough of the bill. And we're going to recess now to the call of the chair. When we come back, we will be in room 112. So not in this room. We will be in room 112. So, right. Right. And watch the email notices. Staff will try to give as much notice as possible of when we're reconvening. Those of you who have been through this process, many of you multiple times, know that sometimes it's a little unpredictable, and we're going to try to be as efficient as possible, but do stay tuned and watch your email. So with that,
Madam Chair,
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is it possible just to keep all of our stuff together and transport it over there, and if we want to meet there, it would be open?
Yes. You can, if you put everything in your book, members, the pages will transport it to room 112. So, yes, thank you for that, Senator.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, with that, we stand in recess.